All right. Chapter 7, A New Friend in Need. In the days that followed, Chester's behavior was exemplary. He purred, he cooed, he cleaned his paws, and he rubbed up against everyone's legs to show how good a boy he was. I was getting worried. Chester acts that way only when he has something devious on his mind. But I didn't know what it was. He had tried everything in the book to get rid of vampires, and all of his efforts had failed. But I knew from the expression on his face that something was definitely up. Of course, I didn't know for certain because he had not spoken to me since the steak incident. I guess he realized that my heart just wasn't in the destruction of the bunny vampire. In fact, I was beginning to like the little fellow. The Munroes were relieved by Chester's improved behavior. They didn't know how to account for his strange doings, but to their credit, they were willing to let bygones be bygones. The only disturbing factor in all our lives was the reappearance of the white vegetables each morning in the kitchen. And yet, after a few days, even that stopped and life seemed to return to normal. One evening, I dropped by Benicula's cage to chat. I'd found myself doing that more and more since Chester had stopped talking to me. Of course, Benicula didn't talk back, but he was a good listener. I'd begun to think of him as a friend, a strange one, granted, but one can't always choose one's friends. I was distressed this particular evening to see he was dragging his ears, as it were. He looked tired and listless. I felt his nose and it seemed a little warmer than it should be. I was alarmed. I ran over to Toby, who was doing a picture puzzle on the floor, and began to bark. Something I do only in cases of extreme emergency, since even I don't care for the sound. "What's the matter, Harold?" Toby asked without moving. "Are there burglars?" I ran to the cage and looked at Benicula. I looked back at Toby and whimpered. Toby just looked confused. "Do you want to play with Benicula? Shall I take him out of the cage?" "Woof! Woof!" I responded, indicating I hoped that that was indeed what he should do. "I'll ask Mom and Dad, Harold. You wait here." He was back in a minute, shaking his head. "I'm sorry, Harold. Mom says you can't play with the rabbit. It causes too much commotion." I looked down at the floor and whimpered again. "Sorry, Harold. Maybe later when we're all here together." I regarded Benicula, whose eyes met mine. He gave a little shudder. I felt like crying. My friend was sick and I didn't know what to do. I wish I could tell Chester, but I knew it was no use. He was just too mad at me. I would have to sort this one out all on my own. That night, I couldn't sleep worrying about Benicula. I decided to go downstairs and check on his condition. What I saw when I entered the living room horrified me. Benicula was out of his cage on the floor while Chester stood in front of him, a piece of garlic around his neck and his arms stretched, blocking the kitchen door. Suddenly, it all fell into place. Chester was starving Benicula. Of course, that's why he seemed so listless, and that's why the vegetables had stopped turning white. Chester had made it impossible for Benicula to eat. "Chester!" I cried. Chester jumped very high. "What are you doing down here?" He spat at me as he landed. "I know what you're doing, Chester, and the jig is up. That little bunny never hurt anybody. All he's doing is eating his own way. What do you care if he drains a few vegetables? He's a vampire," Chester snarled. "Today, vegetables, tomorrow, the world." "I think perhaps you're overstating your case," I said cautiously. "Go back to bed, Harold. This is larger than the two of us. It may seem harsh, but I'm only being cruel to be kind." Who is he being kind to, I wondered, as I went back upstairs. The tomatoes and zucchinis of the world? Maybe a few cabbages? It just didn't make sense. But I could see I wasn't going to get anywhere with Chester tonight. Tomorrow, however, would be another story. I was determined that, by hook or by crook, my friend Benicula would eat by sundown the next day.